USA Radio News.
3 years, that's how long President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen will be spending behind bars. Cohen committed tax and bank fraud, along with campaign finance violations. Cohen was also ordered to forfeit $500,000 and is being forced to pay more than $1 million in restitution and a $50,000 fine. Theresa May will continue as Prime Minister of Britain. After surviving a no-confidence vote, she looks forward to getting back to work on getting the country out of the European Union.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country.
On a party-line vote, the FCC approved a measure that gives mobile phone carriers more power over text messages. The agency's leadership has pushed for the measure, which would now classify messaging as an information service. And Congressman Mark Meadows, he will not be the next chief of staff for President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A sporting event and some tragedies were this year's top Google searches, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The number one most Googled term this year was the World Cup, which is not unexpected as it's the world's most watched sporting event. The second most Googled event was Hurricane Florence, which brought destruction to the Carolinas. Number three, the suspected drug overdose death of 26-year-old rapper Mac Miller, the suicides of designer Kate Spade, and celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain, rounding out the year's top five biggest Google searches. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In an attempt to address Chicago's pension crisis, Mayor Rahm Emanuel wants to legalize recreational marijuana and open a casino. The pension funds do have over $27 billion in unfunded liabilities. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said earlier this week that he will bring a bipartisan criminal justice bill up for a vote, making a significant win for the bill's supporters, including President Trump. The president's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, tells Fox News why this bill needs to be passed.
So this bill will accomplish a lot to make our community safer. The recidivism rate that we have is way too high, and not doing anything about that is irresponsible, and we're allowing people to go back to our communities who we can help. And there's a lot of programs based in red states that we've really modeled this off of, so we know that this works, and we've been able to build a very strong bipartisan coalition under the president's leadership to come up with a bill that we think can really solve a lot of those problems. And what it is going into the prisons and giving job training, vocational training, mentorship, mental health treatment, drug addiction treatment to people who are coming out who are nonviolent offenders, and figuring out how when they leave prison they have a better chance of getting a job and reentering society in a productive manner than going back to a life of crime. These reforms are based on what's worked, and it'll make a big difference. And so the president's built an amazing bipartisan coalition of Democrats and Republicans, and we're very close right now, and hopefully this will get to the floor and we'll be able to have a big bipartisan celebration before Christmas.
Please remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm